This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, we saw a cattle market that had fantastic gains yesterday, and so did the hog complex. But today, only the hogs were able to continue those fantastic gains with a second straight session of triple-digit gains, while the cattle saw early upside, even some new highs for the week, but then ended up closing on a mixed side at the end of the session. Now, choice box beef was down 81 cents. Select boxes down 88 on a total movement of 90 loads. The pork cuts were up $1.37 at mid-morning. And we saw a cattle kill day of 112,000 head. The hog kill was 424,000. On the close today, August live cattle were 22 cents higher. October live cattle, 10 cents higher. August feeders up 10 cents. October feeders down a nickel. And October lean hogs were $2.02. Entire.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
BigIron.com, the easiest place online to buy farm equipment. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf tells us with sales every Wednesday, Big Iron sells millions of dollars worth of farm equipment every week. Here's a few of the items sold most recently at BigIron.com.
Well, we had another good week this week. We had a sunflower fuel cultivator sold for $5,250, a 1995 Wilson DWH 400 grain hopper trailer, $14,750, a 1996 John Deere 9600 combine with 3,200 engine hours, 2,200 separator hours for $22,000, a Shelhorn CX84 stripper header, 28-foot header, actually, for $9,400.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's BigIron.com.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, it was an extremely quiet session as far as any kind of fresh news out there. After seeing the downside that took place yesterday, I think more than anything today, we saw some technical bounce that caused a turnaround Tuesday that was not able to hold for the wheat market as we saw it go back negative by the end of the day. And the corn and soybeans managed a positive close but did come off their highs. We just did not have anything we could contribute anything to. And with the lack of price positive news out there, the markets could not hold any kind of gain. At the end of the day, September KC wheat was 4 cents lower. December down 3.75. September Chicago wheat 5.5 lower. September and December corn managed to close 2.25 higher, with September beans up 3.75, November beans up 6.75, and December cotton 21 lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.